Hey, this is Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY. Today, we're talking about an exciting vision for Marysville's future, a plan to connect the Blue River Rail Trail, Pony Park, and the historic Union Pacific Depot. On December 8th of 2025, Maureen Christ of the Blue River Rail Trail and architect Greg Yager talked in front of the Marysville City Council for their endorsement for the trail's vision. Maureen started off mentioning the past plans never really took off.
I am Maureen Christ, and I am on the board of the Blue River Rail Trail, and that is where my interest in the Blue River Rail Trail corridor, or the 7th Street corridor, I guess, began. I've been working with others that have a vision for what Marysville could be, including Rob Peschel of CES Group, Sarah Kessinger from The Advocate, and Wayne Cruzy from One Marysville. We are all aware, as you are, of the numerous plans that have been created to develop the 7th Street corridor since the railroad removed the tracks. For a multitude of reasons, those plans did not gain any traction. This time, we decided to try something different.
The new plan presented at the meeting, Maureen said, was going to be different because they did their research.
The plan we're going to show you is gaining momentum because this time the process began with research and conversations. We gathered others that have similar interest in the project, like Dave Lynn from the Historic Depot, Mike Miller from Partnership for Growth, Todd Fry, Josh Haverkamp, and Jeff Keating provided feedback from the city's perspective. Then we went and we visited with others, like the property owners along the corridor, Dan Wassenberg, Jesse Edwards, Kevin Cromie, and Pam and Jeff Schroller. We talked to the Depot Board, the Trail Board, One Marysville, the Youth Advisory Council, and the Farmers Market. We tried to incorporate as many of their ideas as possible, and then we went back to show them what we came up with to make sure that we got it right. Rob Peschel pulled in architect Greg Yager to bring it all together and create a plan for the corridor that we're really excited about.
Greg begins to explain the vision, starting at the intersection of 7th Street and Center Street.
So we can really begin to see what the three-dimensional capability of this place is. We start at Center Street and we begin to work to the north. We will need to look at how we can apply for grants to be able to improve the intersection at 7th Street and Center Street, which is the US 36 highway. It's from my understanding that once we do that, we probably have to change some of the entry points into the adjacent property owners, and we will look at doing off-street parking for them at the frontages of their stores. We also want to look at improving the sewer connectivity in this area and looking at how we can bring bioswales and other means into helping solve some of the future stormwater issues that are under discussion. By making this green corridor, we will then transition into the park where we want to build an entry pavilion into the district, which is defined by the historic Union Pacific Depot. And we want to make it part of the architectural character of the station, which is Spanish colonial architecture and designed by a very famous architect noted for his buildings throughout the United States. As we move further north, we want to provide places for children to play areas within the master plan. We've also recommended that, yes, we need to bring the caboose into this part of the plan and begin to look at how we can create an Airbnb or some real use to the caboose.
Greg describes that the 7th Street Loop that they're creating can hold more events.
We also want this to be a place that is occupied at night. So some of these play areas that we've created within the park can be lit and active both day and night. And we also want to use the 7th Street Loop that we're creating as a place for food trucks and other places to hold events and activities.
Greg explains what they need to accomplish in the next few months.
What we need to accomplish over the next few months is to validate this design direction through this community engagement. And second is we want to start the funding process to begin to look to determine how we can design, construct, and develop this area. We need to develop a budget, and we need to have some assistance in seeking the grant writing support that we need in order to go after the grants. So far, the Kansas Department of Transportation has expressed strong interest in this through more word of mouth and not having seen any of this work that we have done. And then we need to develop that funding strategy. We need to go after local, state, federal grants and potential public and private investors and donors to be able to make this happen. The fourth step is we need to engage K-State's resources as best we can to work with the K-State 105 program, with the TAB, and with the College of Architecture, Planning, and Design to tap into their resources to help us make this happen.
Greg also explains the benefits for the city.
What are the benefits to the city? One, we want to build this missing link for connecting the trail to Pony Park, the historic downtown, where we see more ridership, more tourism, and more spend. The average cyclist spends anywhere from the neighborhood of $80 to $200 per person per trip. I've seen numbers even higher. A number of people in Manhattan that I know who are avid bikers kind of supported me in those numbers. We want to build a more connected community by bringing the east, the west, the north, and the south around Pony Park and, of course, the downtown.
Thank you to Maureen Christ and Greg Yeager for presenting their vision of the Blue River Rail Trail. The full video of their presentation is on the City of Marysville's Facebook page. If you would like to listen to this conversation again, you can always go to kndyradio.com. This has been Katie Jeter with the Public Affairs Program here on KNDY.